Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
What do butter, toothpaste, and super glue all have in common? Butter's edible. Toothpaste, put that in your mouth. Super glue, what do they have in common?
All three of those items have been identified as contents of people's eyeballs.
Something that got in someone's eyes. Let's start with butter, producer Janine. How did butter get in your eye?
Well, Jen, you said it best when you first guessed. I was playing video games while eating a delicious buttered bagel, forgot I was eating the bagel and itched my eye, and spent the next hour learning that you can't easily wash out butter because it's an oil and it doesn't come out with just water.
And you can't really put soap in your eye.
Nope.
So you were actually saying, I can't believe it's butter.
In my eye.
Instead of, I can't believe it's not butter.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, how do you get random stuff in your eye? And that's when redhead Rachel speaks up and she's like, well, boy, did I have a morning.
What'd you get in your eye?
Toothpaste.
How do you get toothpaste in your eye?
I don't have an explanation for this. I really don't. I don't even know how to tell you how it happened.
Did it splatter up? Did it bounce off a mirror? How did it happen?
It defies the law of gravity. And just from my mouth, from my teeth, just curveballs right straight into my eye.
It's like when
right in the middle of it.
It's like crazy. When conspiracy theorists start to analyze that Kennedy assassination film and they're like, the bullet took a left and then took a right and then went up. The same thing is
same
being
thing
said
with
about
the
your toothpaste block.
Yeah. And then super glue. This one is the most terrifying one. And this came from our listener, Danielle.
So I was crafting back together my name tag for work and I bought some nail glue and it said dries in 4 seconds. I'm like, perfect. And I must have put too much on. When I pushed them together, it splattered up and shot me in the eye.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, no.
So I jumped up, and we went to the hospital because it was right on the iris, the colored part of my eye.
Even better.
Yes. Just felt like an entire mountain range in my eyeball. You know, it was just so uncomfortable.
So inspired by super glue, butter, and toothpaste, what got in your eye? 404-263-0941. I can't wait to hear what you say. Coming up next.
You have one that's going to make us scream, right, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Lisa in Kennesaw. What'd you get in your eye?
My newborn baby's toenail.
Toenail?
Oh, my God.
Was it attached to the baby, or was it like the first time you were clipping him or something and it just flew up and bing?
It was the first time I was clipping her toenails, and it just flipped up and caught me right in the eyeball. They rushed me to the bathroom. They got my head under the sink, like running water straight into my eye to try to wash it out. Meanwhile, I'd had a C-section, so it was not fun.
Just for the record, everybody in the studio is winking right now. Everybody's got one eye closed. Wow.
Next time she did that, she wore sunglasses.
Yes.
Come here, baby toes.
That deserves hazard pay, though, because, I mean, even as an adult, no matter what you're cutting, fingernails or toenails, one of them always goes rogue and just ends up in orbit. And you're like, where did that go? You can spend months looking for it. It's gone.
It defies
its gravity.
2 years later.
It's gone.
Tiffany in Buford, what got in your eye?
Dog poop.
Right.
It was disgusting.
Oh, how did this happen?
I'm a dog sitter, and I work at a kennel, and there's a dog that's crazy, and I went to go clean up his puppy pad, and as soon as I did, he hit his paw, and it went right in my face. It was the grossest thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, wow. That is so, so horrific. Brianna in Atlanta.
Hi, I got ghost pepper oil in my eye.
Oh, no.
No.
How long did the burning go on for?
Forever. It was horrible.
Is that an ER visit?
It was darn close because not only did it go in my eye, I'm a bartender, so I was cutting it up for a drink.
Oh.
And so the oil went in my eye, and then, of course, it immediately, like, was burning. So when I dropped everything, the little bits that I was cutting up actually went in my mouth.
Oh,
not only was my mouth on fire, but my eyeball was on fire. My whole face was beat red.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Brianna, I'm so glad you're okay now.
That's why you just got to stick people with mojitos. Like, you know what? Like, just keep it, just do the mint, do friendly ingredients. Don't try to be.
Cocktail with ghost peppers.
I hope whoever ordered it gave a really big tip.
No kidding.
No, you've got the drink for free because the bartender ran away screaming.
And please welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show, my mom, Nancy Hobby. Hey, Nance.
Hey, good morning.
I thought you could tell my brother's story. I thought you could tell Matt's story a little bit better than I could because of the my inability to remember details of things, but I knew you'd remember it better. What did Matt get in his eye?
Well, it was like battery acid from changing a battery in his car.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
No, we were a family of Honda owners. EB had one, which is Jen's dad. Jennifer had one, and Matt had one. Well, Matt's died, and Jen's inherited dad, so Matt got Jen's. Well, at one point in college, the battery died, so he and a friend went to, one of those battery-changing places.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, Matt is not real mechanical, kind of, he comes out of it, honestly.
Okay, Nancy, listen, I don't think you need to throw in obviously. Like, that's kind of rude, but go ahead.
anyway, so he was switching it out and didn't do it right, and it blew up and went right in his eye. And he went to the emergency room, and they put some type of glass, goggles on him that had, little squirty water things, and he said he leaned over a bucket for hours with water just going through his eyes. And we had called our doctor down in Florida, and he said tell him immediately to go to a water fountain while he's in the emergency room and just keep splashing water in his eyes. And of course I drove to Tallahassee immediately from St. Pete, and the next day we went to a professional eye doctor, and they said he was fine, but it was scary for about 24 hours.
Yeah. If
he didn't look real good either.
Because if he did, stop insulting him. Wow. I thought you loved your children equally.
But yeah, before they got him back in the ER, if he had not gone to that water fountain and washed
that
out
water
his
fountain,
own
yeah.
eyes, he could have been blind.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
And that right there is why you should never pass down cars from parents to children. Buy your kids new cars. You know, I think they do.
Absolutely.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.